BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 27 to 33, for the glory of God. To answer the Corinthian congregation's question, is it acceptable to eat meat offered to idols? In chapter 8, verse 1, several chapters ago, the Apostle Paul could have simply repeated the letter written by the apostles and elders of Jerusalem to the brothers, that is, the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia in Acts chapter 15. However, that letter simply gave the general requirements, quote, you are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, and from meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid such things. Acts chapter 15, verse 29. No reasons or details were given. So, Apostle Paul, in love for the believers in Corinth, does so here. He didn't read a letter. He gave a very long reply. The scenario in these verses was not unknown to Paul. After stating two general concepts in verses 23 through 26, he starts his answer in the second person, that's in verses 27 to 29a, but he ends in the first person by saying, my freedom, I take part, why am I denounced, and I thank God, in verses 29b through 30. So he starts in the first person, but then he starts in the second person and he ends in the first person. Very interesting. Paul, when he founded the churches, like the one in Corinth, was probably often invited to a Gentile house and served meat, not knowing where it came from, but he could have assumed that it came from a sacrifice to an idol. What would he do? What did he do? He became uncircumcised to the uncircumcised and ate it without questions. He said that earlier, when I'm with the uncircumcised, I become uncircumcised. So he ate it without questions about where it came from to win the uncircumcised to Christ. He is telling the Corinthians to do the same. Don't ask any questions. Quote, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, verse 26. Why not use everything that is the Lord's to win the hearts of men to the Lord? End quote. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of the Lord, verse 31. Now, the next advice is not so easy. Quote, do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jew, not yet believing person in Jesus. That's what it is. A Jew is a not yet believing. They do not believe in Jesus. And a Greek, which is also someone not yet believing in Jesus, or the Church of God. Even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Verses 32 through 33.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.